This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Reverend Keith Garner is retiring as CEO of Wesley Mission after 15 years and a total of 40 years in the field of leading faith-based organisations. A highly esteemed and respected figure in the world of faith-based organisations. He joins me this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
My pleasure, Ray.
Well, you know, we've spoken over many, many years, and I thought to myself, you retiring is going to leave a big opening with someone having to fill some pretty big shoes. You've been a very busy chap over many, many years, and we certainly take the time right now to thank you for your wonderful service and seeing you on the TV every year as well. So it's been a very wonderful career.
Oh, well, that's kind of you. I don't think of it as a career, really, but I'm glad you think it's gone all right. You know, really, I've just given myself to it. As far as I'm concerned, it's very much a calling, you know.
Absolutely.
Part of, you know.
Yeah. So, what would you say is, you know, one of the biggest achievements that you're probably most proud of that, you know, that the organisation or your team has achieved?
Look, the most important things for me. In terms of the business, there are some things we've done in terms of incorporation and developing the life of Wesley Mission and retaining a strong Christian emphasis at the heart of things. But for me, I've always felt a compassionate heart to those in trouble. So to think when it's all over and I've walked away from Wesley Mission, as it were, that we still have that very special place for people in need and who are in difficult circumstances, that for me really counts for such a lot.
What do you think is one of the biggest challenges for faith-based organisations moving forward, you know, both today and moving forward?
Well, I think we use the term not-for-profit. I'm not really a brilliant fan of that title, not-for-profit, because you need to make some profit to be able to plough back into the business to make it work.
Yeah.
And I've preferred the title for-purpose. Yeah. And for-purpose organisations really face the challenge of some people thinking at times, you know, what are this lot asking for money for? Because they're meant to be a charity, they're meant to be this, that and the other. But to make organisations work and grow and develop, you need to build resources, you need to have within the organisation a willingness to handle difficult situations and to have a challenge moving forward. So there's some of the challenges that I think face everybody, but particularly faith-based ones where Jesus Christ is at the centre of what you want to be doing and saying and being. Not everybody sees that as being an important part of life, but I do. I think it's fundamentally what we are.
And then a lot of people too, when it comes to, you know, to Christian organisations or any religious organisation of any denomination, people often they might see the work that they do, they might be shocked as to how much it costs to do this, but the reality is that it does. It's, you know, so much money has to be put into the running of things to actually make things happen. People don't always quite understand that, and maybe that's one of the challenges to explain people that, you know, it takes a lot of work.
It does, and also you have that aspect of it, but you've got the other side too, in that you have the same problems any business has got, the people problems,
yes.
You know, and the challenges of trying to hold it all together and see the priorities and build the right kind of governance and et cetera, et cetera. All that's there, with a Christian organisation or not.
Yeah.
But what you've got to do, I think it's really not so much what we do, but how we do it that really makes the difference. So there are many things are going to be done in an organisation like ours is the same as any other organisation, but the way we do it should count for something, should make a vital difference, as it were, within the life of the community, you know. And so I take that as an absolute priority that we, that if you like, it's the values of an organisation that are critically important.
Now, actually, I wanted to mention too, just the other day, a book written by you turned up on my desk.
All right. Okay.
And I've been meaning to talk to you about it. It turned up on my desk. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I definitely want to read it. Tell us a little bit about this book, though.
Well, it's a book that I felt that I wanted to write at the end of this period of time, called Faith, Compassion, and the Challenge of Business. And those three aspects are all aspects of how I see the world. Faith, because that's the avenue, that's the lens on which I look at the world. It's who we are and what we are. Compassion, because that tells you something about the deep-seated values that we're about. Showing compassion. I mean, I think it's one of the great Jesus ministry things. He had compassion. He saw people like sheep without a shepherd, you know. It's a part of who we are, and the challenge of business, and how you hold those three things together at one and the same time is going to be what we really have to do if we're going to be successful.
Yeah, well, that's that sounds like a fantastic read and definitely worth picking up. But what does retirement look like for Keith Garner? What are you going to be doing? You've been such
I'm
a busy fellow.
I'm not really sure now. I should be open to speaking and leading conferences, doing anything like that.
Yeah.
And I might consider one or two boards or things if people are looking for somebody where they feel they can contribute something. But it's not going to be a full-time job that I'm looking for when I leave Wesley Mission. I want to spend time with my wife and family. I want to engage with ordinary things, you know. So that's going to be important. But certainly these days, you know, I don't want to be just walking up and down and having coffee. I want to be doing a bit more than that in life.
Heading to the bowling club and going bowling. you won't be doing
Am I looking forward to that?
Bit of golf, maybe.
Tempting bowling, maybe. More. But there's nothing wrong with, incidentally, if any listeners are bowlers, I'm not in any way trying to...
No, it's a great sport, yeah. Look, that's...
But I do want to be engaged and involved, and I think that's how it is for many people who come to retire.
Yeah.
They don't want to feel like they've been put out to grass.
No, not at all. Not at all. You've still got plenty more to do. But, wonderful, wonderful talking to you. And I thank you for the opportunity to talk to you over the many, many years that I've been here at Hope. You've always made yourself very, very available and always willing to talk on any subject, you know, tough or easy. You've always been there. So thank you very much
for your service. Very nice to talk to you. And I wish you and the program the very best for the future. God bless you.
Thank you. Excellent.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.